CIA Director Porter Goss has taken another dramatic step to reshape his agency, asking the official in charge of analysis to leave. Jamie Misick has been the CIA's Deputy Director for Intelligence. She oversaw its analysis of available information before the Iraq War, pointing to weapons of mass destruction there. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
By the time Jamie Misick appeared before the House Select Committee on Intelligence in August, she was in very hot water. The committee, then chaired by Porter Goss, the man who would later become her boss, was focusing on why the CIA believed that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction. Misick explained that CIA analysts can only do so much. They can piece together information, paint a picture, provide the context for policymakers.
They can assess trends to provide strategic warning. What they cannot do is totally eliminate surprise. They cannot eliminate all of the mysteries. They can help you manage risk, but they cannot eliminate that risk.
But caveats aside, Misick was never able to explain why her analysis pointed to weapons of mass destruction that have never been found. Misick will be leaving on February 4th, the latest of a growing line of senior CIA officials who have quit or been shown the door since Porter Goss took over the agency. An intelligence source says the mistakes over Iraqi weapons were not the only reason for Misick's departure, but this is a, quote, natural evolution of reshaping the agency to reflect the new director's style. Former CIA terrorism expert Vince Canestraro says Misick is taking the blame for something beyond her control.
I think Jamie was the victim of a lot of inadequate intelligence data to work with.
For example, the CIA incorporated information from so-called defectors who said they knew of weapons of mass destruction or mobile biological laboratories.
And we know now that this information, in large part, was fabricated.
Marvin Ott, an intelligence expert at the National War College, says the CIA had terrific intelligence information after the first Gulf War because Iraq was teeming with weapons inspectors. But when the inspectors were withdrawn in 1998, Ott says, the information available to the CIA declined precipitously.
You had a kind of perfect storm of massive political pressure to give us information on WMD, and it was very clear what information the White House wanted to hear and what information the Pentagon leadership wanted to hear. At the same time, the information that the analysts had to work with had become very poor.
With Jamie Misick's departure, the CIA has now lost at least a half dozen top officials with decades of experience, including the number two and number three officials. Vince Canestraro says this will make for more harmony, but poorer intelligence.
What the negative effect is that you no longer will have a single organization providing unbiased and unvarnished views to the White House, so that diminishes actually the foreign policy options of the United States when it doesn't have those independent views. They've removed all the naysayers.
An intelligence source dismisses that contention, adding that while the people who have left have years of experience, the people who are named to succeed them come with experience of their own. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.